there is an awakening movement happening all around the world, and people are beginning to see through the illusions that have been keeping them asleep and living a life in a daydream, on autopilot, in a trance. They are beginning to set themselves free. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I released an episode about how I had a spiritual awakening whilst watching a Lady Gaga video. Now, just to be clear, I'm not sure if the Lady Gaga video triggered it. It just happened at that moment. And a lot of people have messaged thanking me for an enlightening, honest, and candid episode describing an awakening experience. And just to note, I know the term spiritual awakening can be off-putting for some. There are negative connotations that come with the term spiritual. But I truly believe that this is what I call the ultimate mindset change. And you might prefer that term, the ultimate mindset. If that's the case, do whatever suits you. But the ultimate mindset change, or spiritual awakening, is getting to the truth, knowing the truth of what and who you truly are, and then beginning to live from that place of knowing. Now, some of you also sent me your incredible awakening experiences. One in particular that stood out was Simon on my YouTube channel. I just want to say thank you, Simon, who described an incredible near-death experience in 2014, where he had five powerful realizations, which comes close to what realizations I know from every fiber of my being are true. And that we are all one, and that we are connected through the universe. He used the word God, I use the word universe, it doesn't really matter. And that the way that we experience reality through our mind's perceptions, including our perception of death, is an illusion too. And if you want to know more about Simon's five realizations, do check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes. Just scroll down, you'll see his comment there. I really find that they are worth reading to get a sense of what people are experiencing in their awakening moments. But the big question from most of you was, well, this is all very good. Sounds great. But how can I spiritually wake up to? So let's have a chat about that. But first, welcome to the Mindset Change Podcast. I am Paul Shepherd, your host. I'm also a mentor, teacher, and coach on a mission to help as many people as I can break through the illusions of their mind and see the truth of who they are and create the life that they truly want to live. Now, if that sounds good to you, then make sure you subscribe. Hit that plus button because you seriously don't want to miss out on any of the episodes coming your way this year. So how can you spiritually wake up? Or if you're a little unsure of what it means to wake up, then definitely listen to the spiritual awakening episode I released a couple of weeks ago. But in short, spiritual awakening, again, what I call the ultimate mindset change, is where you begin to get insights into the truth of your reality. And you begin to see through the illusions your conditioned mind, the ego, uses to keep you held back, to keep you daydreaming in that trance. And we've got to be honest, that's where most of your suffering will come from because they're so easily believable. And breaking through that illusion can, and as I've experienced, be life-changing in so many unexpected ways. It's a weird sensation, but now I know there's nothing holding me back, literally nothing. So imagine for you being unstoppable, as the reality is that the only thing ever holding you back are the illusions your mind creates to try and protect you. And these are out-of-date programs that are in need of an upgrade. Waking up is the ultimate upgrade. Imagine what living from a more authentic place will do for you. I wonder what that would create in your life. if you were more authentic and living from a place of deeper integrity? And I ain't gonna lie, it's not exactly for the faint-hearted, dependent on where you are in life especially. Now, I remember wondering for a few moments if awakening would change me so much that I would lose those close to me. Very crafty trick of the ego. And those fears were, of course, completely unfounded. But they were so easy for me to believe because I was classed as sleeping. Your ego is likely to be doing its best to keep you asleep. You know when you're daydreaming your day away, daydreaming the things that could go wrong, using memories to try and feel good. These are all classed as distractions from the ego to take you away from the only moment that ever matters, and that is right here and right now. Forget sci-fi shows like Doctor Who, Star Trek, where they all do the time-traveling thing. Our minds are constantly doing this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's very believable and very distracting. And what waking up does, it begins to set you free from being so entrenched in believing your thought processes. For me, I knew the logic, and I practice it, I teach it. That's what mindfulness does. But suddenly to know it with every fiber of your being, that what you're thinking is an illusion, completely game-changing. And that's what waking up for me has been like. And there's no free pass with awakening and its challenges. And I'm going to do a separate episode on that. But let's talk more about what you can do to begin waking up yourself. News, and I know you love some good news, is that you are listening to this podcast. And as you're listening to it, there's a part of you that has drawn you here. And that is what we're interested in right now. I wonder what part of you was drawn to this podcast in the first place. What was it that you were seeking? It's probable that there is a part of you that's ready to shift, to see the world in a different way, and to level up and truly live life the way that you're meant to be living. Not the way that you've been conditioned to live, not the way that you think you should live, but to live the life the way that you truly want to live for this human experience. Well, we call it human, but it's still spirit, it's still energy. Lots of different labels can make it quite divisive and confusing. But you get what I mean, I hope anyway, by saying human experience. What feels like is real for you right now. Now, this might appear to be the bad news, but I promise you it's not. There is no set path for anyone wanting to awaken. There's no ABC 123 to help you suddenly realize and wake up to the truth. But there are some common themes I have noticed who are awakening or close to awakening. I guess there's a sense of a craving, a seeking, a wanting to know the truth. Do you feel like there's something deep inside of you, but you can't quite access it? Do you get a sense that you're part of something much bigger, but don't exactly know what? And maybe you've been a spiritual self-help truth seeker for quite a long time. And whilst you resonate with some content, there's a hunger within you that says there's something else. And this something else is what you need to find and will help you finally know the truth. Now, I've got to point this out, that when I'm talking about the truth, I'm not talking about my truth or someone else's truth in any spiritual or self-help book, because that would also be one long distraction to keep you sleeping if you are focusing on someone else's truth. The quest to awaken has to be about your truth, recognizing here and now, in the only present moment that exists, your truth. Which might bring the question up, quite naturally, well, how do you find your truth? Let's have a little look at what you can do to allow the truth to begin to rise to the surface. So I love a long walk. I love walking down the seafront, and I love asking a question. And a good question you can ask is, who am I? Who am I? And listen for the answer. Now, your ego, as you ask that question, may have given you or will give you all sorts of answers. Your name, your sex, your mum, your dad, your brother, your career, your beliefs, they can all begin to pop up because your ego is going to use its conditioning to keep you distracted. This is what it thinks you are. But just keep asking. And as you do that, your ego will eventually become a little bit exhausted. It's given you all these identity answers. But what's underneath? And as you observe what's coming and going inside of your mind, this is why I think mindfulness is a great practice in regards to helping you awaken. You can just observe your thoughts coming and going until you may begin to get an answer from a deeper source within you. And you'll feel that answer more than focus on any words that begin to appear. Any words that begin to describe you are usually the ego. But when you listen deeply and feel the answer, you'll get something else. Now, another great question inspired by the teacher Adyashanti is, and I love this question so much, and I've asked this on my social media at Mindset Change UK. You can find me on Instagram. Come and follow me there if you haven't already. But you can see people's responses as I get a glimpse of who they truly are just by asking this question. And the question is, who am I before a thought tells me who I am? Who am I before a thought tells me who I am? And again, the answer is in your experience, not the thoughts. Your mind can jump in very quickly with, I'm a policeman, I'm a politician, I'm a mother, I'm Jan, whatever it wants to say. Ask again and focus on the feeling that you get just before your mind gives you an answer. And something else that you can also do is just bringing your attention fully here to the present moment, to right here, right now, and ask with honesty, what's missing in this very second, this only present moment that you have? What's missing? Now, again, your mind might go, money, I need more health, I need more love, all sorts of stories. But when you come back to the present moment, you just say, what's missing right now, this very second? The answer is nothing. Unless you just happen to be in an unfortunate situation where you're fighting for your life right this very second. But for most of us, right here, right now, there is nothing missing. And that can also, as you create that experience, you can feel that to be true. Get a glimpse of the truth of who you are in this very present moment. Keep practicing. Keep asking. Observe your ego's answers. And then listen and feel the experience that can come up from underneath. And also, as you begin to do that, you might get a sense of what they call the energy body, the energy field. It's almost like your consciousness begins to expand. You get goose pimples or a tingling sensation or a sense of that energy. as you remember and reveal who you are? And I kept focusing on these types of questions for a while, having glimpses of my true nature before it passed again. It would just appear, then disappear. And looking back, I can see that I was a truth seeker. I originally became very distracted by spiritual beliefs. I really dived into the spiritual world, and it was full of ego. And I felt really special. I was elevated on a platform. And then it crashed. Of course it was going to crash. But what a lesson. And I then became an atheist. I went the other way completely, because my ego is now demanding evidence for any spiritual belief that I held. And with all honesty, I couldn't say that anything was true. So I had to be an atheist then. But that didn't hold either. So my truth seeking led me to being honest with myself, really honest, which is hard to do when you're so used to the illusions, the lies that we tell ourselves. So be gentle with yourself with this, really do. But I couldn't deny, whilst meditating, that I was experiencing being connected to something much more bigger than myself. That was part of me. You know, I could just experience this ocean of awareness where everything was happening within my awareness. But I couldn't quite understand what it was. It was me. It was part of me. But what was this? So I went to a more agnostic point of view and kind of decided that I knew something was there, but I simply didn't know what it was. And I let go of any beliefs that said it was this or that. I was just okay with not knowing. And that brings me back to the truth. For me, there's only one truth. This is it, literally. And this doesn't have to be your truth, by the way. I want you to, if you are exploring this, find out for yourself. Don't believe what I'm saying just because I'm here saying this. That's becoming distracted again. But for my truth, the one truth that I know is this. I'm a consciousness having this experience. Everything is happening within my awareness and consciousness right now. Everyone and everything is part of my consciousness. So you listening to this right now, it's another expression of me, and I'm an expression of you. We're just the same thing, just happening in a way that which appears to be separate for some of us. And I wonder, as you're listening to this, do you get like a little tickle inside, a little energy tingle, a vibe that says, I remember this, I know this? And you can expand upon that. You can expand upon that with an intention, just to be truthful, to awaken, to invite that to happen in the here and now. Now, and truth seeking really can take you down a rabbit hole. You've got to be really honest with yourself. Though your ego is going to do its best to convince you that what it already believes is true. And it's not for the faint-hearted to be truthful, to be very truthful. For example, a good place to start is with your thoughts. How can any thought be the absolute truth? How can anything you believe be true? Now, this might rock a few deep-rooted belief systems. If you're religious, for example, then there's a doctrine that you're following. But I'll be honest with you, that's been created from thought, someone else's mind, and you're following it because you believe it to be true. Now, I'm not criticizing or judging you, by the way. But if you were to explore it with all honesty, I wonder where that would lead you. As I said, please be gentle with this. Seriously, take a piece of paper, write down anything you believe about yourself, the world, anything that you've experienced. Is it true? Is it 100% true, the way that you see it, experience it, believe it? Or is it a perception of what you think is happening, has happened, something that you experienced? Is it a perception? Now that's being made up by your mind, your version of events. Our minds are amazing storytellers. And everything around us is energy. And everything is filtering through our eyeballs, through our senses, and our brain creates a story, a perception of it. It can be quite groundbreaking to realize that in itself, that everything you're seeing is based on a perception. You might get a sense of struggle from your ego right now about this, and that's okay. Just let that happen. Become curious about that struggle. What does your ego want you to do? And there's a paradox, of course. There might be one part of your ego that wants to wake up, loves this content, and another part of your ego is like, this is a load of nonsense. We shouldn't be believing this guy. Let's do something else. Now, I don't know how often you listen to this podcast, or if it's your first time, but if you're a regular, you may have done some of my meditations. Now, they are on here, and they're also on my Mindset Change, Another Level channel, which is also linked in the show notes. And these meditations can contain glimpses to help you, for a moment, recognize your true nature. And just to be clear, by the way, let's be honest, you don't even need to meditate to wake up. But it's a theme that seems to help a lot of people, and I believe it had a huge part to play in helping me wake up. So this week, you'll see on Monday, there was a 15-minute non-sleep deep rest meditation, or NSDR, that was released. I would suggest doing that because there's a real focus on awakening there. And next week, there is a 20-minute non-sleep deep rest, which contains powerful awakening suggestions that reach deep into your subconscious mind to help you trigger yourself into revealing your true nature. And something that really does help as well, though most people would rather chew their fingers off than do this, and that is sitting in silence, walking in silence, being in silence anywhere. You know, a conditioned mind loves stimulation. It loves distraction. It loves to be full of nonsense. And that will keep you very, very busy. Sitting in silence, walking in silence, can begin to empty the mind over time. And what's interesting is that you can begin to notice insights beginning to rise up, which you instinctively will know isn't from the ego. But most people listening to this will struggle with being silent. And if you want to get a sense of how asleep you are, and there's no judgment, we're all in different places, just sit in silence for a while and watch how crazy your mind goes with thoughts and how tension can begin to build up in your body as your ego struggles. Because it would rather do anything else than experience silence. And I wonder why. This is why most people don't meditate. Their mind literally jumps around like a monkey in a tree. And they think, I'm meant to be sat here with a very still mind learning to focus. And I can't because my mind is just jumping around like crazy. But when you stop resisting that and allowing yourself just to sit there and not judge your mind doing whatever it's doing, you've not chosen it to jump around like a monkey in a tree. But when you just observe that from a place of being, you can watch that and something begins to happen. It begins to slow down. And as you calm down your nervous system with your slowing, low breathing, which also tends to naturally happen when you meditate, you'll notice spaces happening within your mind, your thought process. And that's where the magic can begin to happen. But it does take practice. And again, something else to be gentle with is that the mind isn't used to the silence, the stillness, the peace. I know I wasn't at one point. It felt too alien for me. But with gentle steps, it was something I eventually became very grateful for and looked forward to. So give my meditations a go. They contain some silent periods. They're not too long. It's a nice way to begin to train your mind. There's also mindset training so that you can connect with who you truly are. And the more you do that, you'll see your life begin to change in ways you can't imagine, as there's a pull, an energy to live more authentically. Which does bring me to authenticity and living with integrity. I mean, are you living your truth? And it's okay if you're not. You might not know what that is. And you might have to ask yourself, what has so far been stopping you from exploring and finding your truth and going from there? Has anything been blocking you? Old trauma? Limiting beliefs? Being distracted by screens, escapism, old habits? Anything to fill that void inside rather than do the work, which can feel difficult? Did you know that you had a truth inside of you, waiting to come out? Like a seed waiting to burst through that shell and spread its roots and reach for the sky. How truthful are you with yourself and other people around you? And I don't mean by being brutal and rude and just saying whatever you think comes to mind. And you know, we do see a lot of that, don't we? There's kind of a revering of people who just speak their mind. And I think that comes from our desire for the truth, even if it comes from people who are clearly speaking from ego and in pain. I mean, our politicians are constantly doing this in front of our very eyes. And you can see the division, the pain, and the anger, the frustration they're spreading. Because that's what's going on within them. And if we were to be honest, it can connect with what's going on within you too. I think I might do an episode on politics and who we're drawn to in another episode, as it's quite a big subject. But let's just bring it back to you. Are you living by your values? If not, why not? And there's no shaming that. But do you know your values? What's preventing you from knowing or living by them? Because if you don't live by your values, it will keep you sleeping. It will keep you struggling and suffering. And that can feel real enough. You can find your values, by the way, online via various tests. Or would your mind try and stop you? How would it try and stop you? Be honest with yourself about that. Something else that can begin to help you awaken is training your nervous system to relax with breath work, as a dysregulated nervous system will keep you in a trance with anxiety, stress, and anger. The calming it down can slow down your ego, your busy mind. And then you might be open to hearing the truth. You give space to the truth. And it's amazing what comes, what you can hear, what you can experience. With a calm and peaceful nervous system, especially if you've chosen to just be in silence for a while. And lastly, your mind, body, and spirit are one. They are the universe. That's what I'm promoting here. You don't have to believe it. But how you treat it seriously matters. And you have to begin to be truthful and act on that truth in how you treat your mind, body, and spirit. But poisoning it with toxic substances such as junk food, alcohol, drugs, nicotine, you know the stuff, won't help you. And I noticed on my own awakening journey that over the past couple of years, my body no longer wanted alcohol anymore. And it led me to finally stopping and embracing sober living. Same with junk food, same with any old habits. It just began to die away. I could feel a gentle pull to doing something much better and more enjoyable. And I wonder if that will happen for you if you just begin to focus on the truth of any habits you need to do more of or less of. Exercise, phone screens, TV, gaming, people you spend time with, resonate with, feel drained by, doing the things that make you feel alive, or steal your energy. What's going on? Are you getting your sleep right? Most people aren't. Most people don't take it seriously. But exhaustion, distractions, and stimulants are one way to keep you sleeping. That's a paradox, isn't it? Sleepwalking through life, not necessarily sleeping well at night. I wonder what your ego is doing with this information. Is it welcoming it? Does it get a sense that there's something true about this? Is it resonating? Or is your ego resisting? You might get a sense of not wanting to make these changes, a story appearing that it's going to be hard work, that you can't change. Again, a wonderful opportunity to ask, is this really true? By being truthful with the habits that are holding you back and keeping you asleep, you could begin to break free. And you are capable of breaking free. Now, I can't prove that to you. You will have to do that for yourself. What a beautiful challenge. And one that you can only benefit from. Just to be clear about awakening, there is a paradox about it, which I need to explain to you. And it comes along with the backwards law. This is the easiest way to describe it. The more you try to chase something, the less likely you are to experience it. So the more you seek awakening, the less likely you are to awaken. I know that's going to sound really odd, but you can get lost in the seeking. And therefore, you'll see awakening as a future event, not something that could be happening right this very second for you. So bear that in mind. Just be open to awakening right now. Invite it in. Be open to see what happens in this very moment. Because this is the only time you can awaken. If you're constantly checking to see if you're awakening, then you'll be sleeping. So I know this sounds paradoxical and maybe a little confusing, but awakening can only happen in the present moment. And just by being present and not expecting to awaken, but just being open to seeing what happens, the magic could happen for you. And one last tip. I'd explore the theory, the philosophy of non-dualism. And that might give you a sense of what awakening can be like. I'd also recommend the works of Mark Nepo, Adyashante, Steve Taylor, Jed McKenna, Angela DeLulo, who all have created amazing works that can really begin to tap into your true nature. And if you've had an awakening experience, let me know what's helped you. You can leave a review on the episode in Spotify or Apple Reviews. And you can let me know what you think of the show. I would be very grateful to hear your points of view. I want to say thank you so much for spending your time and energy with me. And I hope this has given you a sense of what you can begin to explore, to get some glimpses of your true nature, and to begin to change the way that you experience your reality. As I said, it is the ultimate mindset change. And share this episode with anyone you know who is interested in waking up. Have a wonderful, peaceful, and present day.